Hello, this is Tina Deben Radio. Sounds of Suffolk. What do you hear when someone says that to you? Is it birdsong? Is it the wind in the trees or the sound of the sea? Is it church bells or the whistle of a train or a distant tractor working in a field? Maybe it's music or poetry. Or is it the sound of schoolchildren in a playground? We asked our volunteers what Sounds of Suffolk meant to them, and here are their thoughts.
My Sound of Suffolk takes the form of one of the earliest spoken examples of English, what we now call Old English or Anglo-Saxon, spoken in this landscape.
What we of the erstwhile Wuthering folklore's fame have heard of how those wolf kings wielded the ancestral turf of East Anglian's land. Who may tell of their true fame, or in which barrows their bones lie asleep?
I'm here in Bawdsey, which is home of the first radar station in 1936.
With one consuming roar, along the shingle, the long wave claws and rakes the pebbles down to where its backwash and the next wave mingle. A mounting arch of water, weedy brown.
My name is Claire, and my Sound of Suffolk is lying in bed listening to the owls hooting.
My name is Brenda, and what I like to hear is birds singing first thing in the morning.
We arrive by train at the historical town of Woodbridge on the River Deben.
My name is Will McPherson, I'm 17 years old. I lived in Woodbridge all my life, and my Sound of Suffolk is my hometown's High Street on a Sunday morning.
My name is Kimberly, and my Sound of Suffolk is the hustle and bustle of people in the town.
I'm Patrick. My Sound of Suffolk is the rumble of the loading of sugar beet early in the morning.
I'm Clarissa Vincent, and this is my Suffolk Sound. I live on the boat in Ferry Quay in Woodbridge, and I play saxophone and guitar, and I sing.